Thank you for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Tonight, Londa's going to share a little bit, and then we're going to go into ministry time. We're not even entirely sure what that looks like yet, but we know that God wants to minister in the room. Londa's director of healing ministries here at Voice. She has I always say this, her greatest attribute is that she's very close to God. I mean, when you talk to her and you talk about her intimacy with God and how much she loves God, she's kind of known by that, even over our gifts and that kind of thing. Whenever I talk to her, I'm always provoked to go deeper with God. And so why don't you give her a hand while she comes tonight?
Did you come expecting? Good, because the Lord's got some good things tonight. I got, so messed up during the worship. There's this verse echoing in my head. I don't even know where it's found. I think it's in Deuteronomy. And, Israelites were kind of messed up, even though they had the burning bush and they had, everything. They had God's presence. And they're just like us, a little messed up. And in this verse, God says, I am the God. I so feel his passion. He goes, I am the God who heals you. I am the God who heals you. It is no other God. There is no other God that heals you. I am the God that heals you. He wants you to know him. He wants you to know his love, his heart. And tonight I'm going to talk about his heart for healing. It originates with Father. He loves, and a good father doesn't like seeing their children suffer. He doesn't. God doesn't. I hear in the healing rooms a lot, people come in and they're suffering with an illness, and they'll say, if it's the Lord's, I'm not sure, God, it's God's heart, because I've prayed many times for healing, and I'm not sure it's God's heart for me to be healed right now, or just yet, or something. And I'm here to tell you it's God's heart. He loves you, and he's a good father, and it's his heart that you are healed, that you be healed. But we have an enemy, and for reasons I don't understand, because I stand as one here before you. A lot of you know I suffer with a lot of illness in my body, but I'll tell you what, I know that God loves me, and I know that he's my healer. I have no doubt. And I don't doubt his heart. I feel his heart for healing. And I got to get unmessed up here. But in Hebrews, thank you. In Hebrews 1:2-4, Jesus, this is talking about Jesus and how he is in the last days, has spoken to us through his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through him also he made the world. And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Jesus is the exact representation. He's the manifest presence of Father God, the exact representation. And what did Jesus do when he was on the earth? He healed. I mean, that's one of the major things that he did, is he went about doing good works. He healed. He delivered, he fed, he ministered to those in need, which is all of us. We all need something. Everybody needs something. You need a touch from the Lord. In Luke 7:20 through 23, it says, when the men came to him, they said, John the Baptist, poor guy, he's like the forerunner of Christ, and he's sitting in prison, and there he's about to get his head chopped off. And he even baptized Christ. He saw the Spirit come down, descend on him like a dove. He knew he was the Messiah, but he's sitting in prison and he's about to lose his head, literally. And he wants that reassurance, that comfort, just like us. You know, we sit in our little prisons and we want the assurance and the comfort. I don't care what you struggle with. You need, we reach out to God. We reach out to something. If we're not reaching out to God, we're reaching out to something else. You know, we have other gods or other things that we try to satisfy and to comfort us and to reassure us. And the Lord, so he's in prison and he's like, all of a sudden filled with, I need confirmation. I need some comfort because I'm going to give my life here for this man. And is he the one? And what does Jesus say to him? So he sends two of his disciples to Jesus. And they're asking this question, are you the Messiah? John wants to know, are you the Messiah? And Jesus says, he answered them and said to him, go and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. And the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who does not get offended at me. He didn't want John, he wanted to encourage John. But what example did he give him that he's the one? It's all the healing that he did. It's the expression of Papa's heart for us and our suffering. It's Father's heart. And so Jesus was manifesting God's heart when he heals, when he raises the dead, when he feeds the hungry. He's manifesting God's good heart, his goodness, for your well-being. You know, for your well-being, he wants us to know him as the good Father. And Jesus walked in that and expressed it perfectly in all that he did. Everyone that came to him, he healed. He never turned away anybody because it was God's heart. He says, I only do what I see the Father doing. And he's like compelled to heal. How awesome is that? In Matthew 8:16-17, it says, when evening came, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirit with a word, and he healed all who were ill. This was to fulfill what was spoken in Isaiah the prophet. He himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases. It's a done deal. On the cross, Jesus nailed every judgment, every decree that the enemy ever had against you to the cross. It's done. He broke the power of the oppressor. Now, the enemy still has, he can oppress. And for reasons I don't understand why every person doesn't get healed. I don't. But I'm so convinced of the goodness of God and the truth of the word. And the love of Christ, the love that Father has for you, that I know that we have an enemy, and we don't understand all the supernatural, all the spiritual realm, and that's where we need to not be offended. You know, when I got at a conference, most of you know this, at a conference a few years ago, I'm there asking for healing. It was early in my walk of wanting to... I was still so pursuing healing. That was my number one goal, was to get healing for my own body. And I was curious about it. It was a Signs and Wonders conference. And instead of healing, when I asked for healing, I got 2 gold teeth. And that was the first time I really got offended. I mean, that messed me up. It messed my mind up. Like, God, why? I so was taken aback, but I didn't understand it. And I do now. I count them a blessing. But at the time, I thought God didn't care. I thought he didn't care that I'm in pain or that I'm suffering or whatever. You know, I thought that he didn't hear me, that him giving some, what seemed like at the time a trivial miracle, seemed like he didn't care about what I cared about. He didn't care about my suffering because the word says he does. And I couldn't marry that. I couldn't get it fixed in my head. But God had a bigger message to send to me that day. And I got a lot of healing. A lot of healing. And it so drove me to my knees and to the word and to the Lord. And my confidence in his love for me, his grace and his mercy just grew out of that experience. When I let go of the offense and I let him turn that around in my head, I understood. And so even when we don't understand why, we need to stand on the truth of the word. We need to stand on his goodness, his faithfulness. We need to understand that he is without sin. He cannot sin. He does not have any negative ill will towards you. His heart, I mean, goodness. So here in Matthew, it's saying what Jesus came. He was predicted in Isaiah that he would carry our infirmities and our diseases. And this is in Isaiah 53, 4 through 5. It says, surely he has borne our griefs. That's our sicknesses, our weaknesses, our distresses. It's all of it. He carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. He had no guilt of his own. He had no sin. He had no illness at that point. He took all that beating and chastisement, all the stripes, all of it for us. Do you understand what that did right there? A pure and spotless sacrifice. Pure and holy, spotless sacrifice. Son of God took that so that we can be set free of it, so that the enemy does not have that power over us any longer. It came to set us free. And it says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace. So even our peace, our ability to have peace, and our well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. So that word whole there is the whole man, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. You're made whole because of Christ Jesus. So we're in process sometimes. I feel like I'm in a process of walking that out. Whatever that looks like, I'm willing to go there. You know, I've let my trial, I've taken advantage of it. I'm not going to waste this trial. And so the suffering in my body, I take advantage of it. And I take it to the Lord, and I'm like always before him, what do you want me to know here? Because this feels like this. Or I'm feeling like not a well-loved child here. You know, what do you want me to know about that? And I start this conversation going between me and the Lord, and he begins to speak life into me. Life that's living, life that draws me to the well of living waters, that will not, you know, there's no thirsting there. You start drinking from that well, and he fills you to overflowing. There's more than enough of him. And he doesn't, you know, I also have people come in and they'll say, they'll like be two of them together, and or they'll have a sick sibling or relative or husband or wife or whatever, or child, and they'll say, well, I'd rather God healed them because I'm not that bad. So I, oh my goodness, there's more. God's got plenty of power to heal everybody. You know, that's not the issue. That's not the issue. So don't ever go there. It's not if and or a me or them. It's he heals everybody. Jesus healed everybody that came to him. Whole families, you know. It didn't have to choose, well, number two child gets healed over mom. Or it wasn't like that. Everybody. Doesn't matter if your illness is great or small. Or if you're highly demonized or if you just have a little quirk that needs fixed in your emotions, you know. It doesn't matter. Jesus paid for all of it, for your freedom. So this is Father's heart. This just shows you how this originated with Father. He goes in Isaiah 53:10, says, but the Lord, this is Father God it's talking about, was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. If he would render himself as a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. You're the offspring that Jesus died for. You're his offspring. You're his, I mean, the reward for the obedience of Christ was great. He I mean, throughout, before Christ and after Christ, he won the victory over death for all of us and broke the power of the enemy over us. That's how great and that's how passionate Father is for you. Passionate. He's a good father. In Psalm 103, 1 through 3, it says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. We have to choose what we're going to believe. Are we going to believe the word? You know, you need to be convinced of it. When you pray for somebody else for healing, it's not about you. It's so not. You know, you need to give that up. It's not about how good you are or how pure and holy you are or anything. It's about do you believe in the power of God to flow through you and touch that person? Do you believe that God's heart is to heal? You know, what do you believe? It's all about what you believe. That's where the battle is. It's in your mind. Our minds need to come into alignment with who Jesus says we are, who he paid for us to be, free. He paid for our freedom, free to bless and to heal and to raise the dead and all those things. So in John, it says, John 14:12, it says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will do the works that I do, and he will do also, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father. Right there, Jesus just released us to do even greater works than what he did. We have to believe it. Our minds have to come into alignment with that kind of thinking. We're not there yet, but we're working on it. We have to get rid of all the doubts, all the frustrations at God, all the things that would hinder our thoughts in any way that would cause us to think that that's not true. And what you see, like me, with what I feel in my body, that doesn't determine my truth. I know the truth. You know, you can't fake that. You either know or you don't know. And you can try to fake it. But it's going to catch up with you after a while. You have to be convinced, no matter of your circumstances, of what you believe about God and his goodness, his faithfulness. And if you're after healing, anointing, you got to embrace it. You got to embrace that he will heal through you. He will heal you, and he'll heal through you. There's a gift of healing. You know, it said, the word says for us to press into the gifts. So if you choose healing, you can press in for that gifting. When you carry a gift for healing, you'll see greater, more and greater healings more consistently. It'll be a gift. But we all have that authority and ability to walk in healing and blessing and deliverance and all those things. So I just want to, we're going to have some fun tonight. And we're going to start off with a couple of testimonies. I want you guys to think about last month when we did this, a lot of people got healed. At the end of the service, probably close to 30 people raised their hand that they got healed that night. So I'd like the worship team to come back up. And we're going to, are they here? Yeah, okay, Chris. Get the worship team back up here. And we're going to start off with some testimonies. Dave's going to take care of that. If you got healed last month, you come and give a testimony. There's power in testimonies. It raises hope and it testifies of the one who heals us. There's power in that. And we want to get that flow going. We're going to do a couple things tonight. So anybody have a testimony? Anybody got healed last month or recently? It doesn't have to be here at Voice. Oh, come on, you guys. I know some of you have been healed. Yeah, come on up.
That's good.
Okay. Oh, my name's Jeremy. This isn't actually about my healing, but this winter I went over to India for 3 months on a mission trip, and we were actually over there doing basically all healings. And there's actually this woman in one of the villages that we went up to up north who hadn't walked in 15 years, and her legs were crippled, like visibly crippled. I forget what disease she had, but they were bent. And so we started praying for her, and no one in her family was, none of them believed in God. I mean, well, they have like millions of gods they believe in, but not Jesus. And so we asked if we could pray for her, and she just didn't think it'd work because, you know, they've done sacrifices to different gods and all these witch doctor things, and it was just really messed up. And so we started praying for her. And nothing happened. So 20 minutes went by, and we were still praying. And finally, just something happened, and one of the guys in our team laid hands on her and just told her to stand up. And as they said this, as she stood up, her legs that were bent went straight. And she stood up, and, like, her whole family was looking at her, and her eyes got so big, and she started to cry. And then she started to jump. And this was an elderly lady, 70s, 80s. And she just started running in circles around the porch. They had to carry her out to us when they did. And she was running around, jumping, and her whole family came to Christ that day. And it was just, that's the most amazing healing I've ever seen.
Awesome. Sue, come on up.
Last Monday, I had a respiratory infection. I had a fever. My throat was very painful to swallow. And I hadn't been feeling good for a couple of weeks, and I was coughing up really bad stuff. So a couple of people were going to pray for me. They were thinking that I needed to go to the doctor. And I said, I think that I will seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and that's what I'll do. So they prayed for me, and by the next morning, I was completely well. My throat pain had gone away. I felt better. I had strength back. My fever was gone. I was completely well.
Amen. Amen. I got a couple of little testimonies. One was this Sunday when I arrived at church here. I had a little bit of flow in the program just doing miscellaneous things. We had a guest speaker, and I noticed that my throat was getting sore on one side. Usually in my past, I've had a lot of sinus issues, not anymore, because, you know, Lord has really touched me in those areas. But my throat was getting sore like this, and I happened to mention it to my wife, and she said, "Don't you accept that." That's how she is. She's always holding me accountable in those areas. And so I said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke any virus or infection that's trying to take root here, and I command you to go, and I receive healing from the Lord. And
And then I went on, and I noticed that after church, I hadn't even thought about it, but it was completely gone. And which is a big deal, because, you know, you kind of know your body when something's trying to take root. And then my little boy, Ethan, 7 years old, we teach him in these manners too. And he said to me on Sunday, when he heard what had happened with me, he said, "Hey, Dad," he said, the other night, I took a drink of water. You asked me if my throat was sore. He said, "I lied to you. It was sore." And I said, what are you talking about? He said, "It was really sore that night. But after I took a drink of water," and he was actually just playing a game, and he went back to playing his game, and he said, "Dad, I just prayed over it, and it left immediately, just like that, you know, kind of a deal." And anybody else have? We'll take one more. Yes, come on up.
I was at someone's house last night because a friend asked me to go to another friend's house. She had surgery, which I didn't know about. But while we were there, I was talking to her and I was sharing her things about the Lord, and not just about him, but him. And she looked at me like she's like, "Huh." And I thought, "Okay, God, she doesn't get it. Show off." So anyhow, we were ready to leave. I felt really strong to pray over her. And so when I went to go minister and pray over her, after I was done, I could feel the Holy Spirit just pouring into her. And she was just like swaying. And I go, "What's going on?" And she goes, "I feel fire on top of my head." And so I said, "That's the Lord." Well, while she's talking, I'm feeling tingling flowing in and out of me. And I knew, because Holy Spirit lets me see that. And I knew she was feeling that. And it's not about a feeling, but you just know when the Lord's presence is moving. And I said, "How are you doing on your body?" She goes, "My whole head all the way down is like tingling throughout." I said, "Honey, what we just discussed, this is that." And so the Lord just really set her free. Then also set her free physically, but also emotionally, and also from rejection. And when we left her in the arms. You could feel the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit just wrapping his arms around her and telling her, "I love you so much. You're just who I came for."
Thank you. Okay.
Everybody stand. We're going to... has anybody... I just keep wanting to do this. Does anybody have, like, a back issue that has... Yeah, a couple back there. Do you know if your one leg is shorter than the other? Yeah? I'm just going to demonstrate. Can you pull up one of those chairs? That, what Todd White did that, when he had the leg grow out. I'm just going to show you how to do that. And you guys can gather around. Just come on up from the back so that you can see. You want to come and sit down? Anybody can do this. Have a seat there and put your... Just tell them to stick their hind end clear against the back of the chair. And so come on, you guys, from the back. Come on up here. We're going to do a couple fun things tonight. So I'd like one of the... Why don't you come here? So I'm just going to direct her, and she's going to pray. And his leg's going to grow out. Okay, so just hold your feet out straight up in the air. And okay, so can we like see? Okay, there you can tell one. Okay, one's off just a little bit. Not much. You're pretty right on. So I don't see.
Not anymore.
It's, yeah, it's, well, you're Ethan, so thank you, Jesus. Are you still having pain? Okay, let's pray for his pain. Just stand up here. Okay, and so what you do is just, so you, when you're going to pray for somebody, you just say, can I, is it okay if I touch you? So get their permission. And then, so why don't you turn to the side here a little bit? And is it all right if we touch you? So just put your hand on his back right there. And so we're just going to start praying. And Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you for your love for this man. God, we just administer your love right now.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we thank you. We just command pain to go now in Jesus' name. And I command your back to align itself in the name of Jesus. All pain has to go. And we just break off any trauma from the surgeries. We break off trauma right now in Jesus' name. I speak peace over your back. Peace and strength. God, we just speak strength into his back. We bless him. We bless his body with your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And so then what you do is say, how's it feel? A little bit warm? That's good. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. So move around a little bit and see if it feels any different. Feels relaxed? Awesome. Do you feel any pain? Not right now. So see how easy that is? You know, so don't make healing something difficult. Don't get worked up that you have to make something happen because you can try as hard as you want and it's not going to happen. You know, it's not about you. It's about Jesus and how much he loves this man and he wants to touch him. And so all you're doing is you're a conduit for the goodness of God to touch that man or to touch whoever needs healing. So thank you. Thank you. Somebody else has a short leg? Oh.
I have a severe fourth and fifth lumbar issue in the lower area, and I'm having a bacteria that keeps on growing and severe yeast issues. I have a hard time getting rid of, and I want to be healed and freed from that. Yes.
Okay, so move your seat to your hind end. You're back here. Push that against the seat. There you go. Okay, let's have, you want to come and pray for her? Awesome. Are you too shy to do this? All right, good. So you just tell her, stick your feet out. And take a good look. Oh, this one's easy to tell. Can you guys see that? Yeah. Can you see it? If you can't see, get up here where you can see. Yeah. Yeah, don't be shy. We're having Healing 101 tonight. Yeah. Okay. So you can tell. This is, yeah. So what you do is just put your hand here.
All right, Lord, I command her leg to be healed. I command it to grow right now in the name of Jesus. We come in agreement with your will, God. We know it's your will for her to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for this healing that's taking place right now.
So we just bless your body. We command that whatever's going on in your back to stop now in Jesus' name, and I command healing into your body. I speak to the pain, and I command pain to go now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the yeast and the bacteria that's infected your body, I curse it, and I command those ungodly things to go now in Jesus' name, and I speak life into your body. I speak to your immune system and I command it to kick into gear and to rid itself of those things. In Jesus' name. How are we doing here with the leg? Look at that. Look at that. Can you guys see? She's even. Isn't that awesome? Thank you, Lord. So How's your back feel? A lot better. Awesome. Thank you. Awesome. All right. So we're going to, anybody else have that issue? We're all straight. We're all good.
I saw somebody just, we'll do one more and then you can go on to the, I saw somebody with pain in their lower right leg, under the knee, underneath the knee. I was praying earlier. Some of it might be in the shin area, that you have pain. Is there anybody here that fits that? Lower leg. Right there? Okay, we'll come to you. Your right leg, you have pain there? Okay. Okay. Is there something going on specifically? 3 days. So you've had pain just 3 days ago. It started up. Okay. Okay. Okay, do you mind if I touch you? Okay. And what's your name? Latasha? Okay. I'm just going to have you say something, if that's okay.
Healing is for me because of what Jesus has done.
And let's all just say that. Healing is for Latasha because of what Jesus has done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pain, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I just declare healing in this leg right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What are you feeling? I'm feeling a coolness right now. Are you feeling any warm or cool or anything? Okay. Just move it around. The pain's less. That's good. That's good. Pain, we just command you to go out of this leg in Jesus' name. Lord, we declare that this muscle and the way her leg works, that it would become normal in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. 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 Are you feeling anything else right now? Is it feeling any better?
Not feeling anything else at this time.
Okay. How's the pain level? Is it still down a little?
Yeah, it's down more.
Awesome. So what we do when she's feeling a little bit of a release, we just thank God for that. Because often God will touch somebody and then and as they go, they're healed. Sometimes you don't see an instantaneous miracle, but God releases his presence into that place. And a lot of people, we've had several people in the healing rooms that have come back and said, man, last night, My condition was healed. I always remember a guy that had lost his job during the recession, and because of his arthritis. And he had come to the Joseph Storehouse and happened to wander into the healing rooms, and we got prayer. Somebody prayed for him, and he was on the front row. And then he walked out. We had no connection. He didn't attend voice or anything like that. And about 3 months later, he came back in and said, hey, I just want to let you guys know, by the way, I got my job back because that night or a little bit later that week, his arthritis completely was gone. And this is not a guy that was in church or anything like that. And he was just kind of like, matter of fact, what you prayed for happened. And so just praise God as you go. So go ahead, Londa.
Another thing you can do is if you have somebody that has upper back issues, have them stand against the wall. It's so unscientific, it's silly. But so you have them stand against the wall and have their hands straight out. And oftentimes one will be shorter than the other. You just do it, treat it like a leg and command it to grow out, and then bless it. You know, and it works the same, but then all that pain, just speak to the pain. You know, command pain to go. It doesn't get bold when you pray. It's not supposed to be there. You know, don't be shy and say, God, if it be your will, please, you know, and start begging for what he's already done. He wants you to stand on the truth, and he wants you to know that he's done it, so let's claim it and walk in it. And so then when you get healed, a lot of people have trouble keeping their healing, so you want to stand in your healing, so that even emotional healing, even deliverance, the enemy's going to come back and try and tell you this isn't right. You didn't really get healed, or, you know, he'll start trying to whisper to you and lie to you. You tell him to take a hike. You know, just say that is a lie, and I command that lie to go in Jesus' name. You don't have to yell or anything. Just, I command the lie to go in Jesus' name. Lord, what do you want me to know? And turn your ear towards the Father instead of looking at the enemy or listening to the enemy, because he's a liar and a thief, and he wants to rob you, and he wants you to stay robbed. So he doesn't like us to stand in victory and walk in that. We're going to have a healing tunnel tonight. So I want the healing team to come up, and we're going to stand on either side, and we're going to have you guys walk through, and we're going to be blessing you and speaking healing over you, whether it's emotional, spiritual, if you need deliverance or what. We're just expecting God to show up. And have any of you ever been in a tunnel before? No? Yeah? One person. Well, tonight's the night. So... So what you do is you just start at that end and start here and come this way, and we're gonna lay hands on you and bless you and pray for you as you're going through. So hopefully by the end you're gonna be healed. All right? You can double dip if you want to.